you're only seconds away from totally understanding your pet. All right, maybe not, but you will be smarter. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Rick, in this segment, we're going to begin our conversation talking about remote collar training, which is a very interesting topic that a lot of people have a lot of different understandings about because of their experience. And it's one that usually I don't feel like much of a pet expert, but I've got to say, when it comes to this, I have a lot of experience with them. So I do feel a little more comfortable with this topic. And we've got a really great guest today in studio with us. We happen to have Tanya Johnson, who is a certified professional dog trainer from Joey's Pet Outfitters out in Williamston. And welcome to the studio, Tanya.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me out.
Oh, we're glad to have you here. Tanya, can you explain to our listeners what is a remote collar and how exactly do they work?
A remote collar consists of two pieces, a handheld transmitter, which acts as a remote, similar to a remote, and it sends a signal to a collar receiver that the dog wears around its neck.
Okay, and when the signal gets sent out, what does it feel like? Is it typically a vibration, or what kind of a feeling does it create?
Well, modern-day remote collars have very many functions to them. They're very adjustable. Many collars have upwards of 100 levels, and lots of them also have a pager function, which will make the collar box vibrate around the dog's neck, and some of them even offer a tone.
Okay, so what happens is when the dog is doing whatever the dog is doing and you're trying to get the attention, you simply press the button and send the signal, and that basically gets the animal to stop what it's doing and pay attention to you and do what it was trained to do, correct?
You're on the right track with that. There is a lot of training involved to lay a proper foundation with remote collar training. Just as with any other training tool, you want to make sure that you start with baby steps. You start at the beginning and you build that education with the dog. So,
Tanya, let me ask this question. When it comes to getting remote collars, one of the issues that a lot of people are concerned about is whether or not the dogs will be sensitive to the signals. Does it matter in terms of what kind of fur they have or how big or how small of a dog you have? How do you go about accommodating all the different variations?
What's nice about the remote collars is that they are a great tool for very many different dogs. Small dogs can wear them. Large dogs can wear them. Even a dog with a thick coat, if you just adjust the contact points on your collar receiver, then it will make contact with the skin and the dog will be able to feel that static sensation.
Okay. And when it comes to the different sensitivity, does it make a difference if it's wet outside or snow outside? I mean, does that make a difference since you're dealing with a signal? Does that affect anything?
The collars, modern day collars, are completely, many brands are completely waterproof. And that is something that you're going to want to look for when you're shopping for a remote collar or have a professional help you find a model that will suit your dog and the activities that you like to partake in with your dog. So if you like to do a lot of outdoor activities or your dog is a swimmer, make sure that you find a collar that's waterproof. They are completely safe for your dog to swim in as well as to be outdoors in any sort of inclement weather.
So Tanya, I want to go back a little bit in that I want to mention that, one, you had gone through dog training school before you went to remote dog collar training school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to know, you went through dog training school. What did you see about this remote dog training technique that kind of raised the bar or went beyond what most dog trainers do in the form of training dogs?
Yeah, well, I graduated from National Canine, which is a school for dog trainers in Columbus, Ohio. And there I learned all types of training techniques. So I don't like to call myself a method trainer because I will use treats, toys, preys, flat buckle collars, chain collars, any tool that I think will help to get a dog's attention. I think that that's the tool to use. And since I started learning about remote collar trainers, I became very interested, very fascinated when I saw some trainers using them and seeing the dog's attitude throughout the whole process of training. Dog's wagging its tail, the dog's happy, prancing around. And if you use the tool properly, you really shouldn't be able to tell that the dog has any sort of collar or any tool on at all.
We're here talking with Tanya Johnson, a certified professional dog trainer from Joey's Pet Outfitters in Williamston. Tanya, my experience with remote collars have been pretty unique. I'm someone who likes to take my dogs out into the state parks near where I live and really let them run around. As I've talked about on the show before, I have Australian Shepherds, and I have always felt like having them walk with me on a leash at the speed that I walk is the equivalent of no exercise for these dogs, because I just don't move that quickly. And the dogs really, they want to run, they want to play, they want to explore. And the beauty that I've seen with these remote collars have been where I can let the dogs go in the woods and they can run and they can explore. And as soon as I need them, all I've needed to do is page them, and I immediately get them back with me, and we're back on the path again. And so it's worked very well in that way. How do the training help get the dogs to the point where they can do it? Because obviously my dogs have been doing this for quite a while. How long does it take for somebody new with these remote collars to get to that point where they can do the same kind of a thing?
Well, you definitely want to have a professional help you with this, someone who's skilled in remote collar training. Most of my students begin working off leash with their dogs within 4 to 6 lessons. So it happens very, very quickly, much faster than many other training techniques, which is why one of the reasons why I'm so fond of this training method. But it really enables you to have a lot of fun with your dogs and go out with your dogs and know that they're being safe, you know, because you can't let your dogs run loose if you don't have control over them. It's not safe for them, and it's not responsible dog ownership.
Right. No, you're exactly right. And the other thing that I've seen where it's really benefited me is the fact that we take our dogs to a dog park almost every day, and the dogs run around off of a leash, but that doesn't mean that we don't have to have control over them, because if they start acting too roughly with another dog, we need to be able to control them. And so in a dog park setting, it seems like it's an especially very useful technique.
Yeah, I've run into a lot of my students who have had problems at the dog park, not being able to call their dog back when it's time to go home, or having their dog start to bully another dog, because that happens rather regularly at the dog park as dogs start to develop a pecking order or try to decide who's going to be top dog in the park that day. And it's really up to the owners of the dogs to be aware of what's going on and be in control of their dog at all time so that everybody can have a good time at the dog park.
Right. It kind of reminds me as you know, when you're at a restaurant and you have that pager in your pocket, you actually open the door to a lot more opportunity. You can go anywhere you want. You know, you even see doctor's offices using that now, where you can go do whatever you want around the community, and then you come back to, you know, to your emergency visit or whatever. You know, go ahead and Lee, what do you think about that?
No, I Rick, I agree with you, because the big issue with these dogs that I really like that this is a particular method of control over the animal is that I like for dogs to be able to be dogs. I want them to be able to play.
Yeah, and that's really my passion as well. You know, that's what I grew up loving with my own dogs, and that's what I love to do with my dogs, and what I would like for my students to be able to do with their dogs is people get dogs to be a part of the family, and oftentimes when the dogs are not well trained, the dogs end up sitting at home, not getting proper exercise and getting kind of pushed aside instead of being incorporated into all of these family activities.